The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
This is Philly Sports with Giovanni.
P-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Blitz is coming. Hurts sees it, gets rid of it. It's caught for the touchdown!
Here's your host, Giovanni Hamilton.
What's going on, everybody? Connor Miles from Eagles Unfiltered here. It's that time of the year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. This show is brought to you by BetOnline.com. Get your all-updated odds, props, and contests, including the online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest or the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest, open now on betonline.com. That's betonline.com. They power this show on Bled Podcast Network. Again, thank you for tuning in to Eagles Unfiltered and enjoy today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to Philly Sports with Giovanni. Today I have on Josh McCown. What's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm so glad to be on with you. I see you on Instagram. Keep up with you. You're the biggest Philly sports fan I know, and excited about being on. It's an honor to be on here, man.
Thanks for coming on, man. I've wanted to have you on for a while. You've been one of those guests that I've just had to have on. I'm just super excited to talk to you.
Oh, great, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so let's just dive right in. What has it been like to play for so many teams and move around the league so much?
Yeah, it's been exciting, and there's never a dull moment. You know, you see all the jerseys here behind me. You end up with a lot of gear from a lot of teams. and it works well because I'm a fan of the NFL, always was my whole life. So different than you, I never really get to focus on one team. But a little bit of every team, you know, you take with you. And when I watch those organizations play, I still root for them. And, it was an adventure. My family was great.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like an adventure. You've been on many teams. And, it's awesome that you just love the sport and you don't really root for one team because – that's really where I'm at. The Eagles are like my home, my base, and I just love the whole league.
Yeah, yeah. I'm your guy because I've been on all this. So yeah, I'm with you. I think it's just fun. The NFL is such a unique experience, and it's, you know, you look at. When you talk about TV ratings and different things, it's what our country loves. We love pro football and the passion that these fans have in every city. That's really cool. You know, when people start asking me about, you know, what's your favorite city to play in? And I say, well, really, really enjoy Chicago. They have great fans. And, oh, well, I was in Cleveland. They have great fans. Oh, yeah. And then I went to Philly and that was like another level. So, you know, the Jet fans are unbelievable. Everywhere you go, the teams that the fans that love their team are dedicated to it. And that's what makes our league special. And it's passed on generationally. And so it's really cool. And I love it when the players appreciate that as well, because we know that the fans help, you know, help us make our money, help us, you know, pay, you know, write our paychecks, and that's a good thing for everybody. So we appreciate you guys.
Thanks. What has been your favorite part of your career so far?
Oh man, there's so many. You know, I think there's a couple moments. You know, I came in and played in Chicago, and I played some really good football for me personally, and that was fun because it was later in my career, and really wanting to, you know, kind of realize the potential that I think I always had, and just wanting to play at a different level, and I was able to do that, and then really having dealt with so many different franchises that were in rebuilding mode. And not any playoff appearances, so to speak. And so the moment in Philly and the playoff game in Philly was special, and will always, you know, be up there on the top for me, because it was only my second playoff game, I think, ever being in. And it was my first one to play in. And so that was special. So I think that ranks really high on my list.
Yeah. I remember I was at that game and I was like, wow, Josh McCown, he's looking pretty good out there. You look pretty good out there.
Thank you, man.
So I saw that you received the Brian Piccolo Award. What was that like?
It was really cool. You know, it was given to me as part of an award there in Chicago, just being a great teammate. And if you know, from way back, Brian Piccolo's story, obviously, succumbed to cancer after a fight, but he was a great teammate to Gail Sayers. And so there's a history there. And so it was an honor for me to get that. And I was away at the time, was not able to be at the ceremony because I was down in Tampa. I had gone to a new team, surprise. And Jay Cutler, you know, accepted the award on my behalf or presented it. And the things he shared in that moment was really special to me, just about being a teammate. So that was a very cool moment. And I'm very thankful and honored to receive the Brian Piccolo Award.
Yeah, it seems like it was a pretty special moment. So what was your favorite part about playing for the Birds?
Playing for the Birds. I tell you what, the most passionate fans, win or lose, cheer or boo, they're going to let you know all their energy when they do that. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, man, it's hard to play in Philly, or they're tough on their team. But I'm like, man, no, that's not it. They're passionate, and that's what's special about it. And so I think getting to experience that, you know, as a visitor, you hear it and you kind of laugh because the Philly fans will boo, you know, really quickly. They'll get after the team and whatever. So when you're on the other sideline, you think it's funny. But when you experience it as a player, you're like, dang. But also when you experience the good moments, you know, when you beat the Giants, overtime to win the game or whatever. And those moments are special. And that place goes crazy. So I loved my experience there. And like you said, like we talked about, we're both football guys. We love football. And if you love football, Philly's a good place to be.
Yeah, it is. We're loud, very loud. Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt. You make it like when you're a visitor going into that place, you make it hard to play.
Yeah.
I think that's only so many teams really have that luxury or have that advantage. Talking about Kansas City and Seattle and New Orleans, and there's teams where when you go in there, you know it's part of your preparation week. It's going to be loud, and Philly can be that way. They get loud, and they make it tough on the opponent when you're trying to, you know, make a check on third down as a quarterback and try to get your team in the right play. And you can't hear each other. It certainly causes chaos, and so the fans are they're an added like 12th man type of deal there in Philly.
Yeah. What do you think about Jalen Hurts?
I think he's doing great. I'm, you know, so excited to, you know, watch his first game. He did a great job. I thought he was excellent at remaining a passer when he moved in the pocket. His eyes were up. He wasn't just looking to run. He was dealing the ball. And then I thought, from the pocket, he threw the ball well. And that's the key. So I think there's a lot for Philly fans to be excited about because, what Jalen has and the positives for him were, that his leadership and all that stuff, that's off the charts. And so now it's just about getting experience and playing. And I think he has the physical ability to throw the football. He's got a strong arm. And he moves well. And so now it's just playing and understanding his process and how he's going to get himself ready to play every Sunday. While I was doing the practice squad thing last year with him and getting to be in some meetings with him and whatnot, I was just impressed with him. He seems like a pro, by all accounts seems like a very good leader. So I think Philly's in good hands, time will tell, but a great first game, great start for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I think that was like the perfect start for him. I mean, it was his first game as a starter. And he just really came out and showed us what he was capable of.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I think Howie and them did a good job too, drafting Smith in the first round, getting him another weapon. Because when you're taking a quarterback, took him in the second round, and now you're going to play him and put him in that starting role. You want to make sure he's got guys around him where he can be, in a place to be successful. And so I think they put a good team around him that'll help him. And so hopefully speed up that learning curve and continue to play good football.
Yeah. And the confidence on that guy is unreal. He is so confident. I love it.
No doubt. And I think his teammates love that, and it's not it doesn't come across as arrogance. It just comes across as a genuine, love for the game, a genuine belief in himself that he can be successful and that he can lead his team to be successful. And that's what every franchise is looking for, a guy that can do that. I hope that Philly has found their guy. And by all accounts, it seems like they have.
Yeah, I think we found him. I think we found the guy. What did you think about the game last Sunday?
Well, I mean, I thought, both sides of the ball played good football, like we talk about those loud environments, Atlanta can be a loud environment on opening day, especially. And so to go in there, to handle the noise, Coach Sirianni's first game, all of those things, I thought was handled well, and there's hiccups along the way. But you go in that environment, with a young quarterback, a new head coach, against a veteran quarterback like Matt Ryan and play that way. I think there's a lot of positives to build on. I thought they played well.
Yeah, I think that both teams played well, but the Green Birds just played better.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming on, man. I had so much fun talking to you today.
Likewise, buddy. Likewise. It's you're a legend, man. And anytime I get to be in the presence of greatness, I'm thankful for that. So very thankful for you having me on. And anytime you want to do it again, let me know.
Thank you so much, man. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
What's going on, everybody? It's Connor Miles from Eagles Unfiltered here. And we're excited to announce our new sponsor with PlayActionPools.com. This season, we'll be bringing you every interactive fun from the sport we love the most. You'll be able to get in the action with our PlayActionPools.com Football Pick'em Challenge each week, open to everyone. That's everyone. Here's how it works. Sign up for the contest, Blev Football Pick'em at PlayActionPools.com, and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select 10 of the highest profile games of each week between the NFL and college football. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electronic sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. Again, go to playactionpools.com, sign up for the contest, Blev, that's Blev, BLEAV, football pick'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, go to playactionpools.com today. They got Survivor pick'em as well as sports book style contest play called Build Your Own Bankroll. Playactionpools.com, your new home for your all office sports pools.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.